Dear friends, thank you for joining us this week for our Gnostic Lab for Practical Application. And today, we are going to speak a little bit about astral travel. It is necessary for every sincere seeker of the wisdom to learn how to unfold consciously in their astral body. And the main reason to do this, other than because it gives you the ability to go pretty much anywhere you choose to go and be there present, the main reason behind that is because we need of the ability to unfold consciously in our astral body so that we can invoke our innermost and present ourselves before the innermost, asking to receive the tests of the guardian of the threshold. That is the right way to request them. And these tests are of absolute importance to the sincere seeker, because as we are starting our internal development, as we start taking life as a path of initiation, we need to pass the tests of the guardian of the threshold, just like we need to pass the tests of the Hall of Justice, the tests of Dairini, so that we can walk into the probationary path that leads us to each and every one of the 9 initiations of minor mysteries. We have to go through these particular sequence of tests so that we can slowly be demonstrating that we are making the necessary progress towards a mastery. And that is no different than what happens to us as we go through elementary, secondary, or high school. And then as we continue through college and postgraduate studies. The principle of correspondence certainly cannot be overlooked. So this is why we need to unfold in our astral body. But many of our students try, and they try, and they try, and they find themselves that they cannot unfold in their astral body. That's okay. There is no reason to become desperate. So let us give you solutions to that inconvenience. The first thing is that Samael gives us anything between 20 and 30 different keys so that we can learn to unfold consciously in our astral body. He gives us keys that are as simple as the key of discernment, where you start making the habit as you are walking around in the vigil state, and you start asking yourself, am I in my physical body or am I in the astral plane? And as you are asking yourself that question, as soon as you ask yourself the question and you bring most or as much attention as you possibly can muster to that given moment, you do either one of two things. Either you jump, you take a little leap, with the intent of floating, not just a little leap for the sake of leaping, a leap with the intent of floating. And if you happen to be in the dream state, your body is asleep, and you happen to be within the fifth dimension, within your own auric experience, as you take that leap, you will find yourself floating in space. The other thing that you can do is that as you ask yourself this question, grab one of your fingers, and as you grab your finger, pull it, and you will see. You will see that as you pull your finger will stretch. It will stretch as if it were elastic. And the reason for that is because there are a different number of laws that govern within the fifth dimension than in the third dimension. And as soon as you see your finger stretching, you can let go of it. It'll come back to its normal size. But then you know that you are within the fifth dimension of nature. You will know that you are in the astral plane. So right then and there, leap with the intention of floating, and you will find yourself floating in air. Now, don't be surprised if the moment you leap and you see that you do not fall to the ground, but that you remain suspended in air, it is very common for people to get very excited. And as they get excited, the excitement is such that they end up waking up wherever their physical body is sleeping. So if that happens, try again. Many of the people, as they stretch their finger, they get so excited when they realize that they can actually do that, that they say, oh my God, I'm in the astral plane, I'm in the astral plane. And the excitement itself leads them to wake up again in wherever the physical body is resting. So you can use that key of discernment. And of course, we have the key of Eliphaz or Eliphaz Levi. We have the mantra Laras. We have the mantra S. We have so many different other practices that you can certainly use. So use them. Samael gives us all of those practices because you may find that you have a higher level of affinity to one practice than another. Maybe for you, chanting the mantra Faraon, maybe that does not resonate with you. Well, okay. Maybe the mantra Laras would work. Maybe Laras doesn't work for you. Well, maybe following the Anahat sound, which is that sound of the cricket that exists deep within the membranes of the brain. Well, maybe that one would work for you. And if that one does not work for you, well, maybe the mantra Tairere would do it. So try all of them. But don't just try all of them the same day. Make a decisive effort so that you can do this. But what happens if you try and you try and nothing works? Well, Samael tells us, and he tells this to us in his book, The Occult Treatise of Tarot and Kabbalah. He says, those of you who have not been able to unfold in your astral body with the keys that we have given, it is because you no longer have that power. Actually, he says, it is because you do not have that power. And then you should acquire that power, vocalizing for 1 hour a day the mantra Egipto. Now, this mantra is not just Egipto as in Egypt, okay? It is Egipto. It is, that is the type of pronunciation. This mantra, Samael tells us, it totally develops the chakras that are associated with astral unfoldment. So you chanting this mantra for 1 hour a day eventually will start gaining the necessary power so that you can come in and out of the astral plane with your astral body. Samael even goes to say the disciple will be able to enter and leave their physical body at will by doing this. And this is amazing. This mantra, Egipto, is chanted in this way. Egipto. Let me chant it again. Let's try that one more time. This mantra is a very powerful mantra. That letter E that sounds E, it leads the thyroid gland to vibrate in beautiful harmony. And when that happens, that magnetic center that exists within the throat, within the larynx, that chakra that exists in that location, it gives the practitioner the faculty of the occult ear. They can then hear those things that escape the ear of the flesh. Then they become able to hear, to listen to the music of the spheres. The letter G that sounds, This sound, it awakens the chakra or the magnetic center of the liver, because the liver is the foundation of the astral body. It is right there in the liver where we process all of our emotions. And when this chakra has been completely developed, then you, as a practitioner, you can come and go from your body. You can leave your body. You can come back into your body at will, at any moment that you choose. The letter I, that sounds E, when we combine this letter with the letter P, with that sudden stop that it strikes right there, this one develops the faculty of clairvoyance. It allows the chakras of the head, the one in the pineal gland and the one in the pituitary gland, meaning the chakra Sahasrara at the top of the head, the crown chakra, and the chakra Ajna, which is the one in between the eyebrows. And this chakra, this mantra, it allows you to leave with your astral body through what is known as the window of Brahma. That window of Brahma is that space at the very top of the head that in infants, as you feel the top of their cranium, you feel that that is an area where the bones have not fused yet. That is known as the threshold or the door of Brahmarandra. So it allows you to be able to leave in your astral body out the window of Brahma, which is the pineal gland. And then we have the letter T and the letter O. The letter T strikes on the letter O with power. And the letter O is intimately related with the chakra of the heart. And in the chakra of the heart, that is where all of our merits accumulate, where all of our merits are being read. Remember that it has been written in that book of Revelation when the Apostle John quotes the words of the Christ when it says, I am the one who scans the heart and the kidneys. So the letters T-O, when the T strikes the O, that O leads the chakra of the heart to vibrate intensely. And because that chakra associated to the heart is vibrating then in harmony with the chakras of the head and with the chakra of the throat, then it allows you to unfold comfortably in your astral body. That chakra of the heart is the one that grants us power over the element of air. The element of air is the one responsible for all motion. So it allows you to gently float away. So this is the mantra Egipto. Egipto. This is how we chant the mantra. And you are invited to chant this mantra for 1 hour a day. So let's go ahead and do a practice. We're going to relax our body just a little. And please join us as we chant the mantra Egipto. And after we practice, we will just let you go so that you can continue with your practice. But make the habit Egipto. And do it for 1 hour a day. Restore your power so that you can effectively unfold in your astral body at will. And when you do that, go out and not only enjoy of the wonder that is to unfold consciously in your astral body, also use it so that you can present yourself before the great masters. And then you can learn all of this occult wisdom directly from their lips, because they are the ones who can certainly teach you the best. Here, we are certainly not teachers. We are only carrying the message, hoping that you will consistently put this into practice and that eventually you will be able to liberate yourself from these chains of suffering. So let's go ahead and let's do this practice. Let's sit comfortably in a chair. And as we do that, let's make sure that our feet are flat on the floor. Our hands can rest comfortably on our legs. And with that, let's close our eyes and let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. 1, 2. One, two. Let's invoke our last state of relaxation. Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you, we beg of you that you bring into these bodies our last state of relaxation. Divine Father, we ask of your guidance. And we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you help restore our internal faculties and powers so that we may unfold consciously in our astral body. Let's chant the mantra together. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for the opportunity to do this practice. And we ask of you that you awaken in us the alert novelty and the alert perception that is necessary, so that every time that we put it to practice, that we do it with diligence, with tenacity, and always in a new unit of time, as if we have never done it before. So be it, according to your great will. Amen. Okay, you can go ahead and wiggle your toes, open your eyes. And that was our practice for today. Go ahead and continue this practice on your own. Try to be there intensely for the whole hour. But if you can only do 45 minutes, then 45 minutes is also good. Just put it to practice, and let's hope that you will never, ever again be the same. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. May all beings be happy.